You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Happy Monday morning to you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me. Now today we are going to listen to something I just preached yesterday. I promised on Friday we were going to hear the rest of the two witnesses, because a little more info on that. We'll hear that toward the end of this week, either Thursday and Friday or Friday, depending on how long this lasts. But I want you to hear this message I've entitled The Last Trumpet. It's a look, really, the Lord speaking loud and clear about everything that happens at the last trumpet. And it's poo-pooed by many, disbelieved by many. It's also a scripture that people don't want to believe because it sort of puts holes into their eschatology, things they believe about the rapture. But this is what we're looking at here today. We're looking at the last trumpet, and we're in Revelation chapter 12. We're looking at this cosmic battle between good and evil and God versus Satan. So that's where we're going to end up this week. So here now, though, is part one of this message, The Last Trumpet. I'd love to see you out at Island on Sunday, this Sunday morning. I'm going to take some time and look at the rapture. It's called the doctrine of the rapture. What is it? Where is it? When is it? And what happens if I miss it? More on that as the week unfolds. Here now, part one of this message, The Last Trumpet.
Moving along. Moving right along in our series here through the book of Revelation. CDs from the past couple of weeks are in a little box back there on that table with the flowers on it directly. Well, both tables have flowers on them. The one right behind the Bledsoes there, there's a box with CDs in it from, I believe, every week. I said it last week and I'll say it again. It's surprising at just how easy to understand this book has been this time through, am I right? Especially once we understand the meaning of the symbols. And we're going to have to fall back on that understanding this week as we start chapter 12. Now, here are the symbols so far, okay? I'll give you the symbol, you give me the meaning, okay? The lamb. The stars. In chapter 1 it is, God bless your heart, the stars, Revelation 12, who are the stars symbol of? The angels. The sword. True, but in symbols, the sword is a means of execution. When Paul said in Romans 13 and 14 about obeying the governor and the government and the president and obey the laws, he said that they don't bear the sword in vain. It's capital punishment. The horse in Revelation. So a sword is a means of execution. Horse, transportation. The dragon, Satan. The beast, Antichrist or unholy trinity. Because the false prophet's going to be called the beast as well. So unholy trinity. And now this week, we're going to add a few more. The next one is going to be the woman. The woman is Israel. And the male child. Any guesses? Right, Jesus. Now, we left off last week and last Wednesday evening with the death of the two witnesses. And this promise right afterwards. This is the second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming soon. Let's turn, please, Revelation chapter 11, starting in verse 15. You know, as just a personal admittance to you, I've always been fearful of preaching this out of the pulpit on Sunday morning because I always figured it was too hard to understand. And boy, have I been proven wrong going through this every week. I mean, every week we've learned something, haven't we? Has the Holy Spirit blessed his word every week? Is the word of God true? What does he say in chapter 1? Blessed are those who hear and read and keep the words of this book. He hasn't let us down. He's kept his word again. It's a little scary to see what we've learned, isn't it, Jackie? Some doctrine we believed in before is on shaky ground now. Which is why next week we're going to take a one-week break. Next Sunday, my sermon is entitled The Doctrine of the Rapture. That's what we're going to look at next week. Not what my opinion or anyone's opinion is. What does the Word of God say about the rapture? What is it? Where does it happen? And when does it happen? And what happens if you miss it? Four things. What is it? Where is it? When is it? And what happens if you miss it? That'll be next Sunday. Then the week after that, we'll look at the Antichrist. Week after that, we'll look at the false prophet. And moving right along here in this book. Revelation chapter 11, verse 15. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty. Now catch the name of God, the one who is and was and is to come. The verb to be is God's name. That's what Jehovah means. I am. He who is and was and is to come. Notice past, present, and future. Because you have taken your great power and have reigned. The nations were angry and your wrath has come. And the time of the dead that they should be judged. And that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints. And those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those that destroy the earth. You know, dare I say, here today, Darren, that the last trumpet is perhaps the most significant thing to occur in the book of Revelation. The last trumpet. Remember, a chapter or two back we read, at the last trumpet, the mystery of God will be finished. I want you to see the significance of the last trumpet. Here's a list of what transpires at the last trumpet. Four things. Number one, the Lord inherits the kingdoms of this world. Or better yet, the Lord takes back the kingdoms of this world. The Lord takes back. This is what happens at the last trumpet. You know, I'm so sick of people poo-pooing the last trumpet. Like it doesn't mean anything or it's no big deal. All right, as if the mystery of God would be finished is no big deal. Look at how important, I want everyone to see how important this is. The Lord inherits the kingdoms of this world. Number two, the Lord's reign has begun. The Lord's reign has begun. Number three, it's judgment day. Oh, that means nothing, huh? Remember, it says right here in the text, it says the time of the dead that they should be judged. Guess what? That means it's judgment day. And number four, it's reward day for the saints. Look at that, right here at the last trumpet. I can't tell you how many countless preachers I've heard say on the radio that reward day is up in heaven. While you're waiting for 7 years for everyone to break a nail down here, and you're up in heaven eating donuts and playing tiddlywinks. The reward for the saints is here on planet Earth, not in heaven. Let me give you four scripture verses. You just read one of them. All you need is one. I don't even need to give you two, but I'm going to give you four. Here's a couple more. Revelation 22, 12. All right, you got Revelation 11, 18. I'm showing you what the Word of God says for where you will be rewarded as a Christian. At the last trumpets, the first thing, Revelation 11, 18. The second one, Revelation 22, 12. At the end of the book, he says, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. Matthew 16, 28. Verily I say to you, I'm sorry, one verse earlier, Matthew 16, 27. It says, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward every man according to his works. That's three. There's even two in Isaiah that I don't have with me right now. Proverbs 11:31. We'll take one from the Old Testament. Proverbs 11:31 says this. It says, behold, the righteous will be recompensed on the earth. How much more the wicked and the sinner? You are paid back and repaid by the Lord for what you've done here on the earth because the Bible says so. I've just given you four references. At the last trumpet, certainly the last trumpet, grant me this, it's a significant time, right? Paul says this, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. But we will all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Vernon McGee once called me stupid for believing that. Stupid. Ask Ron. I heard that at my dad's house long before I was. My dad had to duck as an RCA Victor went over his head. The radio that I threw. And that was the last dollar he ever got from me.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Let us break the bread of life. Of life, to prove his love for us, God sacrificed his only son for our salvation. Yes, we believe.